Welcome to the Created to Soar podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Lori Casto. It's brought to you by Wedgewood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. Learn more about Wedgewood at wedgewoodseniorliving.com. And like I said, my name is Lori Casto from Wedgewood Estates in Mansfield, and I'm very excited because we're celebrating 25 years in assisted living. And more than that, we're celebrating, our whole family is celebrating 44 years in skilled care, nursing care, assisted living. And so we're excited to be in the area and help pave the way to educate people in the community, not only about skilled care, but about assisted living in the Mansfield area. Hey, and my husband is here. Hi, Randy.
Hey, Lori. I'm glad to be here. This is exciting, isn't it?
It really is. And it's our first time doing this. And again, we feel like we're always paving the way in healthcare. And what we wanted to talk about today, since we are celebrating 25 years at Wedgewood Estates this year, I really wanted to talk about that legacy that your parents have given us and how they got involved in senior healthcare to begin with. I know they were school teachers. They went to school to be teachers.
Yes, they did. They both went to Malone College in Canton, Ohio, and that's where they met. They both had education degrees, and they both were comfortably teaching school, planned to retire doing that. And around the mid-70s, they both really started seeking the Lord a lot more as far as what He wanted them to do with their lives. And they just began a lot of searching in the Word of God and in prayer. And around that same time, my grandmother in Mount Gilead.
Now, is this your grandmother on your mom's side or your dad's?
This is my grandmother on my father's side. He grew up in Mount Gilead. My mother, she was from Virginia. But my dad's mother really was having a difficult time with my grandfather. He had early onset Alzheimer's, and he was a big man, and there was really no place to take care of him. And she basically took care of him herself, which really it affected her health as well. And after my grandfather passed, she was not maybe 2 years after that, because it had just literally worn her out physically. And my dad saw a real need for quality skilled nursing in that area, because there was none. And he began to educate himself on skilled nursing. He actually took up a night job as a companion to earn and to be able to earn his administrator's license.
Well, wait a minute. So your dad, he was working as a teacher, and then at night he was working as a companion,
yes,
at a nursing home?
Wow. That is true. Now, I will say this. I was quite young then, so you have to remember, as a teacher, he also had the summers off. So he may have done a lot of that. You know, putting in his hours in the summertime. So I don't want to just say he was just teaching all day and working all night. But yes, he was carrying two jobs at the time so that he could get his time requirements in to be an administrator.
So once he got his administrator's license, did he go straight into being an administrator of a nursing home? What happened next?
Well, oddly enough, they had a very close friend or a couple that lived in Florida. And that friend, his mother also needed a nursing home. And that's probably when that nursing home seed was really planted. And it actually was planted to move to Florida. And it's interesting because they had their contracts due in Canton to be re-signed, but they had put out all kinds of teaching applications in that area of Florida because they planned to move there and teach.
Wait, until, when you say they, who? Your parents?
Yeah, my parents.
They were going to move to Florida?
My parents. Yeah, I guess you didn't know that, did you?
I never knew that.
They were going to move to Florida and continue teaching until they were able to figure out how to get into the nursing home business. And
wow.
And the thing is, and this is the neat thing, and how God orders your steps. They applied for teaching positions in Florida. They had very good resumes and got no replies.
Wow.
So they signed in Canton. You have to have a job. If there's not one in Florida, they re-signed their contracts in Canton. And almost immediately after signing those contracts in Florida, Florida responded and said, hey, you have a job.
Well, so you're saying immediately when they signed the contracts in Canton, then Florida responded.
Yes, they were accepted into a teaching position in Florida. But my parents, And they've taught me this too. And then they were very strong on this. They always believed in keeping their word. They figured that, you know, hey, God has a plan here. If we need to keep our word, if we've given Canton, if we signed our contracts in Canton, we need to stay in Canton.
Wow.
And so they turned down the position in Florida because they had signed in Canton, Ohio. And
I got to tell you, that would be very hard to do.
Well, sure. Yeah. you think God's leading you to Florida. Now here's your chance. But, you know, you have to keep your word. And so they did.
Wow. So then what happened while they were in Canton?
Well, that's when, as I said before, my parents, I guess I kind of jumped ahead when I said my parents saw a real need for the facility in Mount Gilead. And first they thought, well, you know, and they knew that they wanted to get involved in nursing, long-term care nursing. And but they thought the Florida thing would have been the way to go. But as they stayed in Canton, they really saw the need to move to Mount Gilead and build one there. So what happened?
And that's where your dad is from, basically.
Yeah, my dad is from Mount Gilead, and as they were in Canton, he would share this dream with his friends, especially in the church. And there were some people that really got excited about this because as teachers, my dad did not have a lot of capital to lay down in something like this.
Yeah. And that's what I was wanting to get at, because as teachers, you don't have that kind of financial back.
No, they do not. And it was really neat how this came together. There was a builder, a nursing home owner and builder that my dad was introduced to. And he agreed to build the nursing home. And of course, we had to have a certain amount down, but he would own the nursing home. And then my father, with Woodside Village, would make lease payments. And it actually worked out very well. What happened, like I said, my dad's friends that he had in church and other friends in the Canton area thought this was a good idea and actually became partners with my father. And
so how many partners did he have?
Oh my goodness. Let me think. You asked me too quickly. I know there was at least one, two, three, well, there's a couple and another couple and a dentist. And I want to say initially he had four or five good friends or couples that wanted to be involved in this.
Wow. And you know what? That is a God thing too, because you don't just find that all the time.
Oh no, because my dad was unproven in this. I have to say that God shared that vision with them so that they could get on board.
Wow. So what were some of the God moments going into all of this that you can think of?
Well, one of the stories I'll never forget, because I lived them. My mom and dad were continually talking about this. They had decided, and this is just the little things, you know, how the Lord will just even help you in the little things. It had to do with the bricks. They had the architect and my mother and my father had decided on a very certain brick made by the Belden Brick Company. And they needed these bricks. Well, they looked. And my father called the brick company and he called all the suppliers and no one had these bricks. And he even got a hold of, I think, maybe the president of that brick company. And he said he was even waiting on them for his own home. So you almost give up. And my father stumbled across some type of supply yard. I don't even know how this happened, but other than the Lord leading his steps. And they had exactly the amount of bricks that he had to do. They were waiting for someone else, and the order got canceled. And I think it was like a 3-year order, and it canceled out right when we needed them to build Woodside Village.
Wow. And that is really amazing that could happen like that. What about, let me ask you this. I've always heard that there are Bibles under the stones, or what is that?
That's correct. You know, as a symbol to the Word of God, and if you know our business, we first built Woodside Village and then Lexington Court in Lexington. Those were skilled nursing facilities. We have since sold those in 2006. But Woodside Village was built in 1979. Lexington Court was built in 1983. Of course, we started Wedgewood Estates in 1997. So in order to show a symbol of the faith in the Word of God, my dad had a Bible put into the cement under every doorway into each of these facilities.
Wow, that is a nice testament to the heritage that and the legacy that your parents have brought to Wedgewood Estates and, of course, Lexington and Woodside, but, of course, now to Wedgewood because Wedgewood is 25 years old and there is a legacy there. And one of the reasons that we named this podcast the Creating Desoar podcast is your dad loved photography. I mean, that was just a huge hobby.
Yes, he did.
And so for as long as I ever knew your dad, he was always taking pictures and he and I shared the love, and I think you and everyone, but of eagles. And he took so many pictures of eagles and he placed so many pictures throughout our house. But one of those pictures specifically is a blue sky with this perfect eagle. And beside it, it says Created to Soar. And it has your dad's initials WC underneath, but it just reminds me so much of your dad and that legacy that he leaves and everything about his life that I have known him to be is someone who wants to live, who wants to thrive, who wants to do, he wants to live every minute of life. And I think that bleeds over to Wedgewood Estates and wanting, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your physical issue, your mental issue, that in whatever time of life you're in, you need to be able to thrive or soar to the best of your ability. And I think that's what we do at Wedgewood. And so this podcast is a testimony or a testament to that, that we want everybody that moves into Wedgewood Estates to have the ability to soar despite their physical ailment. Anything else you wanted to add as far as your parents' legacy? And I think your brother once told me, your brother Eric, he said your dad put the... you know, he was able to put the mind to the business. And yeah. Your mom was the one that took the prayer. She was the prayer warrior. And those two together, what they were able to make this business.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Obviously, my dad was obviously strong in the word and in prayer. But I would say, yes, my dad had the vision for how to put this whole thing together. And that vision was given to him by the Lord. And my mother was nonstop in prayer and in support for these projects.
And, you know, it's funny because your dad, you always made kind of a joke that your dad built it and then he left it to others to run. But I got to tell you, no matter what the situation, whenever things got tough or whenever there was a question.
Oh, he's there.
Oh, he was always there. You could always go to your dad, even during the pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic. You know, you could go to your dad, ask him a question. He had so many good ideas, so much great advice to offer. And he always said that time was on your side. You never had to make a quick decision. You never had to be, you just had to pray about it, get peace about it. And time was always on your side. And the legacy that your parents have, your dad that he left behind, and your mom who still is a prayer warrior, and you could always go to her, what's your census? She wants to know, well, and then she's there to pray. She's always there to pray. And you know that if there's a situation or a problem that comes up, you can always go to your mom and she will pray.
That is correct. Yeah, my mom... And she actually, I think she got this from her mother. My grandmother was one to pray. And if you ever were a kid in the prayer meeting, and when Geneva, my grandmother, began to pray, you might as well just settle in because she would pray for everyone she knew.
And what was it she always began every prayer with?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. From Psalms 103.
Yeah. And what a legacy to have such prayer warriors. And when you walk into Wedgewood, and you know that Bible, before you walk into Wedgewood, there's a Bible under the pavement. And you know that you're walking into a place where they pray. And even now we have prayer every morning. And we just always pray, you know, that the angels protect Wedgwood, protect our residents, and we continue in that legacy. And 25 years in this business, and we always want to make sure we're continue to lead the way in the best of senior health care. We never want to let down. We never want to say, oh, well, we've been here for all this time and we can just kind of coast. We never want to do that. We always want to be giving the best care that we can give no matter what. Even during the pandemic, we always wanted to make sure we gave the best care we could. So I know this is our very first podcast, but just looking forward, I want to really talk about the experts. I want to talk to some experts in the area of Alzheimer's, because we have so many people at Wedgwood that have been Alzheimer's patients, and my heart goes out to those folks. And we also want to talk about our commitment to socialization and how socialization is so important to helping people thrive. We also want to talk about hospice care and the need for hospice care and how that helps an individual as they transition from life to death. And there are just so many different topics that we're going to discuss during this Created to Soar podcast. And we just want to continue with celebrating our 25-year anniversary as we lead the way in senior healthcare. So thank you for listening to the Created to Soar podcast, brought to you by Wedgwood Estates in Mansfield, leading the way in senior healthcare for 25 years, the area's premier senior residential community. Learn more about Wedgwood at wedgwoodseniorliving.com.